The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's November the 30th, 2008. It's the birthday of Samuel Langhorne Clemens, born Florida, Missouri, 1835. Family moved to Hannibal when he was just a little boy on the banks of the Mississippi, a frequent stop for steamboats. And in due course, Sam Clemens took the name Mark Twain, which was a steamboat term for 2 fathoms deep, about 12 feet deep, deep enough for a boat to navigate safely. Mark Twain became a steamboat pilot and convinced his younger brother Henry to work on steamboats as well, but he had a dream about his brother's death, and a few weeks later, the steamboat that Henry was working on exploded, and Henry was killed by the steam, and for the rest of his life, Twain felt responsible for that and was fascinated by mysteries and paranormal events. And for the rest of his life, he was fascinated by paranormal events and mysteries. When the Civil War got underway, the river traffic was taken over by the Union Army. Twain was out of a job. Missouri was a slave state. And he left it during the war, traveled out west with his older brother, Orion, started writing seriously. Journalism at first, and then his breakthrough book, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County, 1867, which made him famous. He came back east, wrote a travel book, The Innocents Abroad, which sold very well, in fact, sold better than Tom Sawyer. But from Tom Sawyer, he took the character of Huckleberry Finn and wrote The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, 1884, in which Huck Finn, the almost illiterate son of an alcoholic father, and the escaped slave, Jim, traveled down the river on a raft. And Huck says, "We catched fish and talked, and we took a swim now and then to keep off sleepiness. It was kind of solemn, drifting down the big still river, laying on our backs, looking up at the stars. And we didn't ever feel like talking loud, and it weren't often that we laughed, only a little kind of a low chuckle. We had mighty good weather as a general thing, and nothing ever happened to us at all, that night, nor the next, nor the next." Mark Twain, still one of the most quoted writers ever. Mark Twain, who said, "Always do right, this will gratify some people and astonish the rest," and said, "Clothes make the man. Naked people have little or no influence on society." And it's the birthday of L.M. Montgomery, Lucy Maud Montgomery, born Clifton, Prince Edward Island, Canada, 1874. Wrote many short stories and poems and 20 novels, 19 of them set on Prince Edward Island, including her first, Anne of Green Gables, came out in 1908, about an old farm couple who think they've arranged to adopt a boy to help out with the farm, and instead they end up with Anne, a very spunky orphan girl. And a couple of months ago, Montgomery's granddaughter revealed that her grandmother's death at age 67, which had been reported as heart failure, was in fact suicide, that Lucy Maud Montgomery was suffering from depression. Here's a poem for today by Tom Chandler entitled 6 Billion People. "And all of you so beautiful, I want to bring you home with me to sit close on the couch. My invitation inserted in 6 billion bottles, corked with bark from the final forest and dropped in the ocean of my longing. We would speak the language of no words, pass the jug of our drunken joy at being babies growing into death. Sometimes I know life is stupid, pointless, beside the point. But here's the point. Maybe we would fall in love, settle down together, share the wine, the bills, the last of the oxygen, and the remote." A poem by Tom Chandler, 6 Billion People, from his collection Toy Firing Squad, published by Wind Publications and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.